Nigayim Perikud Gimel Mishnah Dalid. Lezecha Nishmas Moshe Kapel Ben Yehoshua. Continuing the halachos of a house with Tzara'as. Bayis HaMuskar, a house which is quarantined. Remembering that when the kain first sees the nega, he then gets out on the porch and goes beyond the door, slams the door shut, and says, this is Tame, 7 days of being shut. If nothing has changed, then you remove the stone, do some scraping, 7 more days, and then finally it can be a total of 3 weeks of quarantine. So a quarantine house, metame mitocho, makes a person tame if it goes inside the house. The crime scene tape says do not enter, and somebody goes in anyway, then he becomes tame. If he touches the outside of the house, he is tahar. But the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, say, as long as he doesn't touch the actual stones that have the Nega in them. If he touches the stones that have the Nega, no matter whether he's touching the inside or the outside, he becomes Tameh as well. So the poor neighbor who's got the stone with the Nega on it, he's got the back of that stone in his house, better make sure not to touch that stone, because he will become Tameh as well. The Hamuchlot, on the other hand, the confirmed Tameh house, Mitocho Umeachorov, somebody who goes into that house becomes Tameh, and somebody who touches the outside of the house becomes Tameh. The Torah used the phrase Tamehu. It's Tzara'as Mamerasi, it's a malignant Tzara'as. And Tamehu, it is Tameh. Tzara'as Mamerasi, Babayis, Tamehu. And that seemingly additional extraneous phrase shows us that a person can become Tameh in an additional way from this house than others. Vzevzeh, Metamin Bevia. Both the quarantine house or the confirmed house makes somebody Tameh as soon as they enter, as soon as they go inside. Many people say that this just is repeating the first point made in the Mishnah. Mishnah Hei, Habonem min HaMuskar B'Tahar. If somebody builds a Tahar building but using stones from a quarantine house. So the quarantine house, the house had stones with a nega. At the end of the first week, they took out the Tameh stones and replaced them with new stones, and the house was quarantined again. While the house is in its second round of quarantine, somebody grabbed a couple of stones out of that house and then used it to build or repair a different house that used to be Tahar. So the contractor stole some stones, and he made a mistake. He stole stones from the wrong house. He picked from the haunted house. And v'chazar nega labayis. And then, subsequently, the nega returns to the house. Then, chole tesu avonin, the person who used those house to put into the new house has to take them out. And when the original house has to be demolished, the stones taken from it and used elsewhere have to be demolished as well. Brings to mind the discussion in Yonah, where it said that people who had stolen stones and built their own houses out of them had to pluck those stones out, and the houses were full of holes because all of the ganavim were returning the bricks. Well, here also, this guy who used the stones from a house that subsequently is confirmed with the nega has to make sure those stones are destroyed. Chazar al ho'avonim, if a nega returns to the stones, then habayis harishon, same case, yinotates, the first original house has to be demolished, v'avonim shamshu habayis hasheni b'simonim, and the stones will be an indicator for the second house. Meaning, if the nega appears on the stones that were moved from the first house to the second, it's considered now as if the nega had been in both houses. The first house has to be demolished because the X stones from that house now have a nega on them again. So that means the first house is still Tzara'as and has to be shut down. And the second house is treated in a house with a brand new nega because it's the first time that Negoyim are appearing in this house. So then, the stones are determining the status of the second house, and we have to proceed as if it's a whole brand new case. Moral of the story, do not take stones from a nega house and reuse them for something else, because it could make trouble for you in the new one.